V6, 9-speed automatic, backup camera, and more for only $23,987. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motor Sales, just west of Carroll on M81, or shop the web at themooreautogroup.com. See you soon.
Why do they officiate? Here's what they said.
I like the things that officiating gives to officials: confidence, decision-making abilities, be able to work in teams.
Because I love sport. I've been involved in educational athletics all my life, and I like to give back to the kids and the athletes and the parents and the schools.
You can be a high school referee. Just call or click the MHSAA, a public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Hi, this is Denise from McDonald's Food and Family Center. We want to invite you to come and check out our newly expanded bulk department. All product is now prepackaged, and we're receiving new items every week. We also have a Michigan-made and local product area and a new dollar section. The floral department and special order delivery service is available 7 days a week. We are open 7 to 11, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 5 on Sunday. Hope to see you soon at McDonald's Food and Family Center.
Tonight's broadcast is presented in part by Thumb Sailor, the Talk of the Thumb. Make the switch today and become the Talk of the Thumb on their 4G LTE network. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney at our courtside seats, presented by Active Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine. Well, this Monday is in the books, and the oddmakers from our friends in the sports wagering department at the Ohio State University have released their updated figures to us. Lakers and Ubley, of course, they're out of the mix. Cass City went from a 6-1 odds for appearing in the finals now to an 8-1, and 29-1 now would be the payout if they won district championship. For USA, they went from 4-1 for an appearance in the finals to now 3-2, and as far as district champions, they're now 3-1 instead of 6-1. Bad X in Harbor Beach, well, leading into Monday, Vegas was semi-expecting an Ubley upset of USA, having them at 3-1 odds of making the finals. However, Ubley was unsuccessful from beyond the three-point line, much like they were against Bad Axe, and they lost by 19 to USA. Speaking of the Patriots, their odds of making the finals have increased. They are now at a 3-2 payout for making it to the finals, whereas previously set at 4-1. If one were to bet on USA winning districts, it sits at a 3-1 payout currently. But of course, all gambling of high school sports is highly legal and highly not recommended.
You know, Clark, I think Vegas knows something about USA's Michael Kemp that we may not know about. We all know that Mike, he left the Ubley game and didn't return. We definitely hope for his recovery as far as getting well, hoping speedy recovery.
Well, the margin of payout for Bad Axe in Harbor Beach continues to deplete as we get closer to game time tonight. Bad Axe at 3-2 odds instead of 2-1 for making it to the finals. And Harbor Beach increasing the payout slightly at 4-3, or 1-3, instead of 3-2, a 1.5 payout.
I don't know about you, but it would take the wisdom of Solomon to accurately pick this game correctly.
Well, it's going to be certainly interesting. We're 27 minutes away from tipping off from Bad Axe, Michigan, between the Bad Axe Hatchets and the Harbor Beach Pirates. When we return on the WLW Sports Network, we'll take an in-depth look at both Bad Axe and Harbor Beach on your hardwood home. For High School Hoops, the WLEW Sports Network.
With the cost of everything going up, it's critically important you're prepared for an accident. Hi, I'm Dave Peruski from your auto owner's insurance agency, Peruski Insurance of Bad Axe. With our Michigan No Fault Act, even if the other driver is at fault, damage coverage to your vehicle is limited.
Depending on the accident, it could be worse. The cost of liability claims alone could leave you bankrupt. Hi, I'm Lori Booms. It's time we talked. As your auto owner's insurance agency, we at Peruski Insurance will evaluate your current policy to be sure you are covered not only for damage and medical expenses, but also for liability.
For auto insurance that makes sense, talk to us. We are your auto owner's insurance agency. We believe keeping your car on the road should not cost a fortune.
Together with Auto Owners Insurance, we will get you the facts about lower cost auto insurance and coordinate a policy just right for you. Stop in soon. We are Peruski Insurance of Bad Axe at 104 Scott Street between Clemco Printing and Braden Tire in Bad Axe. Peruski Insurance, an authorized auto owner's insurance agent.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success. When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network presentation of the District 83 semifinals between the Bad Axe Hatchets and the Harbor Beach Pirates in our first game of action tonight. And then following the closure of that game, it'll be USA and Cass City in our second game of the night. Well, the Harbor Beach Pirates, they enter tonight at 16-4 overall, 10-0 in divisional play that finished up, which makes them the Greater Thumb East outright champions. Ron Ruble is currently in his 23rd season as head coach for the Pirates and has appeared in district finals 11 times, including the last five seasons. Entering tonight's game, Harbor Beach sits with a 10-point average margin on the dot of victory over their opponents, 57 and a quarter to 47 and a quarter. When Harbor Beach leaves their home port, such as the case tonight, the Pirate fleet is 7-2, good enough for a 777. 777, yeah, that's right. Batting average, regardless of dropping two on the road, the margin of victory is still in a multi-possession lead, 55.8 to 41.7. So the Pirates win on average by an 8.7 margin. Harbor Beach and Bad Axe squared off back in December and in the friendly confines of Harbor Beach, with the Pirates taking the victory by 69 to 63. But I think everyone can agree neither team resembles the roster that both squads employ today. John Mooney, what is the key for the Harbor Beach Pirates tonight?
First of all, I agree with you. We can go ahead and put that December game totally in the history books because it means absolutely nothing tonight. You're right. Both teams don't even come close to what they were at past December. But I'll tell you what, Coach Ron Ruble's Harbor Beach Pirates, they are quite a team to be reckoned with. They are led by seniors Josh Shulkey and Austin Seltz. When both are on, they are just fantastic. Their inside game has been solidified by a shot-blocking specialist senior Dalton Oakey. He carries his share of the offensive load as well. You also have junior forward Cody Seaman. He has provided scoring in very opportune times, believe me, and he is essential for the team's success. I think the keys tonight for Harbor Beach is ball control and foul shooting. The Pirates do get themselves on the foul line, and they're just going to have to make more than what their average allows them to. I think that is key to their victory.
There is much more to come on the WLEW Sports Network. Time for a short break, and we will continue breaking down the Harbor Beach Pirates right after this from a word from our sponsors.
A lot has changed since 1948. A loaf of bread was only 14 cents, and gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Ramsey Funeral Home has been there for you and your loved ones when it's needed the most. Check us out online to view obituaries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at Ramsey.